Hi everyone, welcome to the Living Breathing Appalachian Trail podcast. I'm Old School. I'm going to be your host for the podcast. Since this is the very first episode, I thought I would go over a little bit about what the podcast is going to be. So basically, I had the idea to make a podcast where Appalachian Trail thru-hikers or even section hikers could listen to a podcast and hear about interesting information about the section that they are hiking right now. So it is currently February 24th when I'm recording this, and I want to get this up before March 1st because I know that's when a ton of hikers start their through hike. So the first episode is going to be about Amicalola Falls State Park and Springer Mountain. So that's going to include like the approach trail and everything having to do with that. So let's get right into it with Amicalola Falls State Park. I'm going to compile history, interesting stuff about parts of the Appalachian Trail that I think other people would find interesting and want to hear about, and then create it all into this podcast that hikers can listen to while they're hiking that section. So if you're listening to this while you're hiking, you have already crossed through the Stone Archway and went to the Visitor Center, you got your packed wave, you signed in, you have started your through hike. If you have started at the Stone Archway, you have started where a lot of hikers start, which is at the Approach Trail, which is at Amicalola Falls State Park in Dawsonville, Georgia. So you got 8.5 miles to get to Springer Mountain, which is the actual start of the Appalachian Trail. So let me tell you about a little history of the Approach Trail. So the Approach Trail was part of the original AT before the start was moved to Springer Mountain. And I will get into all this later when I start talking about Springer Mountain. The name Amicalola came from the Cherokee, meaning for tumbling waters, which it makes sense because the waterfall there, which is named after, is the highest waterfall in Georgia at 729 feet, which is pretty tall. And it is also considered one of the seven natural wonders of Georgia, which is pretty cool. So the first written account of the falls was in 1832, and then 20 years later, a man named Bartley Crane settled near the falls, and as more settlers came, a campground was established near the falls. So this campground was used for religious revivals, and it was also used by the Union and Confederate armies in the Civil War, which I think is pretty cool that both of these armies used this one campground for their business. So in 1940, it was named a state park, and there's actually 604 steps to the top of the falls, which is a little less than halfway up the Empire State Building, which is kind of cool. So now let's get into Springer Mountain, which is the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail since 1959. So like I said earlier, the southern terminus was actually moved to Springer Mountain. It was previously Mount Oglethorpe. So the terminus ended up being moved to Springer Mountain because Mount Oglethorpe was not protected as a part of the U.S. National Forest lands, and parts of the mountain were being purchased by loggers and chicken ranchers. So Mount Oglethorpe was originally the southern terminus because it was considered the southern end of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and famous hikers that we all know, if you've done any other history research on the Appalachian Trail, they all started there, like Grandma Gatewood, Gene Espy, and Earl Schaefer all started there. Which then the mountain became subject to vandalism and other kinds of things like that. So back to Springer Mountain, it is part of the Appalachian Mountain chain, and it was named after, there's a couple theories about what it was named after. So one is that it was named after William Springer, which was an early settler in this area. Another idea is that it was named after the first Presbyterian minister to be ordained in Georgia, which his name was John Springer. And then some people also say that some locals called it Penitentiary Mountain up until actually like when it became the southern terminus of the AT. So like 1959, like people were still calling it Penitentiary Mountain, which they still don't know why people were doing that. So when you reach your hike to the summit, it is commemorated by a bronze plaque near the trail's southernmost white blaze. And there is also a vault near there with the trail logs. So make sure you sign that. And congratulations, you are at the start of the Appalachian Trail. You've begun your through hike and you are getting ready for your however long month, 5, 6 month, 7 month journey on the Appalachian Trail. I hope you have an awesome time and stay tuned for more podcasts that will be coming about other interesting places on the Appalachian Trail. I will also have all the websites I use to gain this information listed in the description of this podcast.